This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Esther Chamakili. One in every four Americans are caregivers. That number has increased by nearly 50% in the last decade. There's a name for people caring for kids and an aging parent at the same time: the sandwich generation. Kara Anthony is a correspondent with our partner KFF Health News. She's also co-host of the consumer health series HealthQ. She's been reporting on caregiving while also living that life.
Hey, Esther. Thanks for having me.
You are part of this so-called sandwich generation. Tell us a little bit about your experience caring for a child and your aging parent.
Yeah, I'm raising my 9-year-old daughter, Lily, and I'm looking out for my mom and dad as needed. Both of them have health challenges, so I'm the one who takes care of them when they're sick. All of this is rewarding, and it comes with a lot of joy, but to be honest, it can be overwhelming, too.
Yeah, I'm familiar with your situation, having helped care for aging in-laws, and my sister is in the quote-unquote sandwich generation, caring for her children and our mom, and it is a lot. Describe some of the challenges that come with being in this situation.
Caregiving is more than just doing chores. It's also emotional support and sometimes financial. Caregivers may need to reduce their hours at work, pass up a promotion. Some leave the workforce altogether to care for their loved ones.
And what does this type of pressure lead to? How does it affect your mental health?
Look, I love my parents and my daughter. But the thought of taking care of my parents as they aged really made me feel depressed. And frankly, I was in denial about my role as a caregiver. I wasn't taking care of myself, and now I'm working on that.
Tell us about some of the resources that are out there for caregivers.
KFF Health News checked in with the DC Caregivers Institute. It helps unpaid caregivers in the district with their financial and emotional needs. Angela Fields is the director.
You can't do it alone. Isolation is your enemy.
Fields says look to family, friends, maybe a church or other community group you belong to. Let them know what you're dealing with. There's also professional help. Check out the DC Department of Aging and Community Living. It can connect you with a caseworker who might be able to arrange extra help or suggest ways to get reimbursed for caregiving costs.
There are also programs that people can access through their employers. Tell us about that.
The Family and Medical Leave Act, or FMLA, can help. That's the federal law that requires larger employers to give workers up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave per year. If you're in DC or Maryland, you're in luck. Those states require employers to offer paid family leave programs. That can replace some lost wages.
What advice do you and others in the sandwich generation have for people who are in the same situation?
Angela Fields says try to keep some perspective. She helped care for her grandmother at the end of her life.
Savor the moment and the blessing of having that person in front of you, because this too shall pass and you would not get that opportunity.
Yeah, some days I feel happy about caregiving and other days I'm less thrilled. It's hard work, but totally worth it.
Kara Anthony is a reporter with our partner KFF Health News. Kara, thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us as well as your own story.
Thank you, Esther.